Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And goal. Well, that'd be 42 days. Commanders. Giants. I hope we get as pumped up for the opener as we need to be. I found that there's a difference in voltage when it's us against Dallas, us against the Eagles, and then the Giants. We need to get that fever pitch, that want to, that desire to have the place on fire. Because that's what it's talking about. You get into 43 days until the kickoff.
Where do I respect him as like a franchise?
Well, as an opponent that in less than, I said 40.
It's very different. Like
43 days from now.
I look at them very different than I do the Cowboys or the Eagles.
Okay, yeah, but how do you look at them as opposed to what's going to happen on opening day?
To me, that's up in the air. I mean, obviously everyone's expecting the Commanders to win, but it's not a given.
Why is everybody expecting that?
Probably because they look at the betting odds.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
We need to have a why. Mitchell. Is this Mitch? You got Mitchell.
You got it. Same guy. Same person. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, good, man. I just never seen your name as Mitchell. But then again.
Oh, really?
Most of the times I'm not looking at the screen that I'm looking at now. So it just comes up, Mitch, the interpretation. But anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I would like to be in Ben's shoes. Maybe I come out of retirement. But he's very qualified. I don't think I can keep up. Let's have some cheat notes here. Anyway, I heard yesterday on the radio station. I mentioned to Ori, when you spoke to Q. He's great. Yeah, he's a great guy, too.
You on Radio Nation? Yeah. I mean, hey, man. I'm equal opportunity guy. You know, if you call, you're in this business. Hey, man, it's like frat. I'm in.
Yeah, help each other. Yeah, and he's going to be around for a long time, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I wonder what you think about the line for the defensive line for Commanders. I'm looking forward to Carroll, too, but we couldn't keep your name escapes my mind. But silly Farrell. I think he's getting better. Right now, it kind of looks like a bust for the Raiders.
You mean Pete Carroll? Did I hear you say Pete Carroll?
He's the coach.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I'm talking about his first name.
Pete Carroll is a professional winner.
Oh, he's.
Trust me. This ain't not an experiment for him. I expect the Raiders to be much better and to win. That's all I've ever really seen Pete Carroll do. And look at the people that we have working with us that worked with him. A lot of carryover.
Yeah, well, what he did 20 years ago, now it's legal. But I meant I mispronounced the defensive Farrell. He re-signed with the Commanders. I think, hopefully he'd be starting the whole year. I guess it depends on camp. I like the defensive line. I know we had to let go of some guys, a few guys, money reasons, excuse me. And you say it's 43 days. It's 35 days to kick off to the Big Ten. Big USC fan. I think they improve both sides of the ball. Coach Riley, making Riley there. I think they're going to win at least 10 games and make the playoffs.
SC, they'll dispose of him because there's no money to them. And that was just an embarrassment, what has happened there, because I know the history. It's just too bad. Mitchell, you got to check your phone, man. It sounds terrible. Let's get that fixed before we can bring you back on. CJ, in the District of Columbia, what up?
What up, Doc?
You tell me.
Hey, you sat up there and brought up what I like to hear, talk about week one. You know,
I
see the Giants. The Giants scare me more than the Eagles because when the Giants are good, we're always we're always their launching pad. So
I know what you meant. That's the one that scares me. I know what you meant, but you can't possibly put the Giants on the same level as the Eagles.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we're going to get up to play the Eagles. We're going to get up to play the Giants.
No, I feel you talking about psychological war. You're right. Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. 100%.
That's my deal going into week one. I don't want to take anyone lightly. I don't care what the odds make.
But that's on us.
I want to get up.
That would be our fault. And now, so I don't see DQ allowing his team to ever be flat.
Yeah.
Not the way they operate. Now, maybe this new group, and we'll see, but your point is very well taken. That's why I always loved it when we opened up with Dallas.
Yeah.
Or Philly, because now I know I don't have to motivate you.
Yeah, you ain't got to motivate.
I ain't got to say a damn thing to you all summer. I ain't got to say nothing.
Yeah, the psychological warfare, a lot of times.
You're right.
You know, a lot more tougher to deal with than the physical.
Plus fear. You know? Fear.
Yes, sir. Because
you play the Eagles, mess around and come in not fired up for the Eagles. It might be your last game because they may physically decapitate you.
Yep.
Yeah, see, you're right. No, we think the same way, dog, because human nature is now, it had been getting patted on the back all offseason. Oh, NFC champion. That don't mean a damn thing to the Giants.
Don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing.
As a matter of fact, they hope you keep watching that film of the past. You better get your mind focused on the future or you will end up in your past. Hey, CJ, appreciate the phone call, man. That was awesome. Good job. Yeah, that's, it's human nature. All of us, for the most part, I'd like to think, have a high school memory of our own homecoming games. It was the most pressure on most high school football players is to not blow homecoming. Especially when you're a sophomore, if you're playing varsity or junior, you don't want to let the alums down. And inevitably, when you're playing your rival, on homecoming, that takes kahunas. But that's the way it was back in the day, and it's the worst. Incredible. But that's what shows you how you got to get up to play in these games, and I'm glad he said that. CJ, thank you. Do you think our fan base has a genuine respect and fear for the Giants?
Wes? I think they have confidence that they can beat them.
So you think, we think...
And like you're playing the Eagles...
Okay,
that's how I would hope that DC was.
Good. I'm glad you clarified that, because you know it's important, especially when what they do best affects what we do best. They attack the quarterback. Our quarterback attacks you. They have these freaks on the edge. Now, we have shopped and done a great offseason job in the offseason trying to shorten up our shortcomings and prepare ourselves to be able to defend the edge, and that's with our tackles. You can't do better than we've done in the offseason. I believe that. I think they did a hell of a job. But what I'm counting on most is that Wiley and Scott continue to be in the fight, because we got to go nine deep in the O-line to deal with the likes of our division, where we have premium pass rushers, Eagles, Giants, and how about them Cowboys? You can say what you want to say, but there are very few people that come off the ball as like a wild man, like that kid 11 in Dallas. They don't be a problem. But I think we have a chance to be problem solvers based on our organization's look into the future, chance to go out and find what they think is the answer to this. So I like where we are pre-injury. Unfortunately, you don't get to play the whole season with the people you start with. Inevitably, you have to prove that you can have some depth. How do you get depth? You build it in practice. You create it. Everything they're doing right now in the padless practice, that develops depth, because you can still have to think the game through. Even if you're not a starter, you got to think the game through. And it's easier to think about a game if your nose is not bleeding. So that's the benefit of waiting and walking into pads, not starting like some Neanderthals would wish you did. That would be ignorant. You have to develop yourself. You have to walk into it and do it the right way. I'm totally convinced that we're doing that the right way. We got time for Nick? Hey, Nick, on Fairfax, what up?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. I just jumped in the car going to pick up a pizza, and I heard you guys talking about why we don't get up as fans.
Yeah.
For the Giants the same way we do
Cowboys,
the Eagles, or Dallas.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably because there's not as much hatred toward the Giant fan base as there is toward the Eagles, which is the scum of the earth, or Dallas. I mean, New York fans in general are educated fans, unlike Philadelphia and Dallas.
There's nothing that humors me more than when our fan base starts to explain their grudge against Philadelphia.
Oh, I have.
And Dallas.
If you got time for it, I'll try to make an abbreviated story. Growing up, I used to go to tons of games with my dad.
Okay.
First thing I bought myself when I graduated college was Redskins season tickets.
Go for you.
I didn't miss a single home game for 12 years.
Wow.
And I remember on the Monday Night Massacre when Michael Vick just embarrassed us.
Yeah.
And I used to hate the Cowboys the most. But these two chumps, they were jawing the whole game. And they pushed my dad down the steps. And I ended up getting ejected for my response.
Good for
but
you.
Ever since that day, I've always hated the Eagles the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've crossed the line. I'm all for, you know, jibbing and talking trash and doing all that, but it's hands off. And you never do anything to dehumanize a fan under any circumstances. Yeah. And the Eagles have crossed the line more than once. And it's unacceptable.
I'm cool with John, but why are you going to put your hands on a 60-year-old man?
Like, yeah. I'm a
30-year-old guy. Like, touch me and see what happens.
Yeah.
Philly's old man.
World Series. I saw, and I had to be up to Harry Callis was a dear friend, and I was in the stands. I needed to see that. I needed to see Atlanta. When Atlanta had been close for so long as a baseball nut, I had to go to Atlanta to see them in the world. I needed to see that. And I'll give you the Philly story when we come back on the other side of the break. We're up against it, but good talk. And I'm glad you took care of business to that Philly numbskull for affecting Papa Bear. DOC and Max, stick with us here. We'll take a quick time out and come back. We'll keep these lines lit if you want. 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Back, DOC, Wesley, kicking it here with you on a championship Saturday for the DC Divas, who are currently in a battle. And we'll try to, are we able to determine a score yet?
No, because when we turned it on, it was a weather delay.
Yeah, that's right. So that's, and we had a lot of those, a whole bunch of those. Is there an NFL story outside of Washington that you have any interest with? Are you emotionally tapped into anything other than burgundy and gold?
I was interested on what number 11 down in Texas had to say about his contract.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about him going to training camp? It was like they called it a hold in.
He's smart. Why give anything back? He's going to play, and you know Jerry's going to pay him. Jerry's working on financial value at this point of the organization, which works for him. He doesn't have to win to make money. He's got the number one item sports on the planet, because there are just as many people that hate their guts as that love them.
I mean, in the past, you said Iron Curtain. I mean, imagine having a team, America's team. How did they get that, Doc? How did they get that name?
Well, it kind of makes sense to me. I mean, you don't see it? I mean, what makes it so that they're not? They generate interest. I mean, what else do you want?
Winning, I guess.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, yeah.
Like you said, to make money, you don't have to win.
To me, that's a problem. It's how in the world can you be the most popular when people pretty much know for a fact you're not going to win the big one? You're not even going
to
get in
the
it.
Games.
But yet you still go, you still generate it. He is incredibly good at what he does.
He tailors to the fans like I've never seen before.
How does he show you he cares for him?
Well,
I'll take it back. Let me say it. Bad host. Do you know that you wear a Dallas Cowboy jersey? Certain day of the week there, you get discount off your groceries at the grocery store.
At what, at H-E-B?
I don't know which one it is. I can't honestly, I almost throw up every time I'm there because it smells like cow manure.
That's why you got to go to Houston, Doc.
Oh, no, Houston's bomb. I was a Super Bowl in Houston that we spent a rather wild amount of time enjoying the NFL. But Texas, I'm not trying to be funny. It smells like cow manure. And I just can't adjust to it.
That's a DFW. Were you in Fort Worth?
I've been all over, covering back in the day.
That smells like cow manure in Fort Worth. For sure.
It's horrible. I don't know how they do it. I'm glad they're there because then they won't move here. But I got to give it to them. Have you been to the Star? Like, you know, one thing I give the Harris Group a lot of credit for. You see our new locker rooms?
Yes, I did. How nice. Finally.
And as a guy that was in the old Redskins park that was state-of-the-art, like in the 70s, when George Allen, who's another guy that was spared no expense, he just went for it to be number one at whatever. That's how neglected it has been. Here we are, 2025.
Finally. They're not sitting on stools.
And they're upgraded.
You asked me if I've been to the Star?
Mm-hmm.
Like the state?
Their practice facility. Oh. No. Dallas has a practice facility. It's better than most stadiums.
I actually have seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Smart, another smart thing. Play your state all-star games all at the Star. It's about attracting things. That's why. Is there any doubt in your mind?
Their high school stadiums are better than.
Well, they take it seriously. Seriously. They're them in Pennsylvania, Florida, California, maybe Ohio, top five. I may have missed one, but I doubt it. To where football is a state sport. Football is the thing that drives the buggy. And that's why the stadium, I know you have it's a process. You got to go through it. I don't think there's 1 ounce of doubt that RFK will be back in the District of Columbia.
Hopefully. The right direction right now.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I mean, look what Dallas is doing. They're not winning, but they have a nice facility.
Jerry had a swap meet. Usually when you go cover the Cowboys Skins game, he turned his parking lot. See, on the West Coast, people are familiar with swap meets. When you go to where the outdoor movie theaters are, we have outdoor movie theaters. And then they'll have swap meets during the day, and they sell merchandise in there. Jerry was doing that with car, automobiles, dealership, buy your car in the parking lots 5 hours or so before Cowboy games. Genius. Remember, the NFL was all about Coca-Cola now, right?
Yeah.
Say hello to Pepsi. Jerry.
I'm a Pepsi guy myself, so.
Yeah, Jerry. He may not know how to help his coaches win, but he knows how to make sure they get paid.
Yep.
And Parsons will be paid. He'll be the highest like he does with all of them. And he'll strap his GM, which is himself, and they'll still overcome it. Because if you ask guys, we had a guy went back. Who would do that? He did it.
Who went back to Dallas?
Was here with this success.
Zeke did it as well.
Zeke was 500 pounds. Okay, Chubby, I call him Chubby Checker. So the fact that they were stupid enough to think that he could still run the football, and they did, of course he went back.
So I'm just confused on why, like the Dodgers can buy players. You know, they bought Shohei Ohtani. They bought Justin
Turner.
They're
in L.A.
But the Cowboys are in Dallas. You know, they have all this money. Why can't they buy players to be good?
Live in L.A. or live in Dallas, where you want to be?
Probably Dallas.
Well, you may prove not to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, so I can't take that. You do spend a lot of time with Linnell, which I would urge you to reconsider.
The traffic in LA is way worse.
Because what you just said, first of all,
I was thinking about traffic when you
people
asked me that
question. People of extreme wealth they're not in traffic. They're in the back seat.
Okay, fine, LA.
They're in the back seat of a vehicle that the guy who's driving is in traffic. They're not in traffic. They're on the phone. They're on the computer. They're playing, what is this thing now? Everybody's playing mind games? Mind games. That's what I
heard. Like on their phone?
I don't have no idea.
They got TikTok. Scroll TikTok for 2 hours on the car ride because you're in the back seat.
Okay. But I just wanted to correct you and stuff. Rich people don't sit in traffic.
Okay.
Less time with Linnell, if you can.
I get my schedule, and he just happens to be here every time I walk in.
Okay, I'm warning you. All right. You just said a couple things, and then was, no, I'm just kidding. You're right. Look, Texas, and with the Mavericks, who I think are going to be the most interesting team, I didn't say the best, but interesting team in the NBA.
I agree.
It's going to be crazy.
Why wouldn't you want to watch Cooper Flagg if you're an NBA fan? People already miss him playing at Duke. Like you would tune in. Obviously, Duke is a huge program.
Yeah,
but I would tune in. I don't like Duke, but if Duke,
why don't you? Okay, Terp.
Like, why don't I like Duke?
Why don't you like Duke?
I mean, I don't really care for them.
Okay, better stated. I always interested. I asked the question why. When somebody kicks ass as long as they do and have done in the way that they do it, why would you dislike them? Because you don't like winning?
No, because Ohio State's a winning program, so I'm not expecting people to like Ohio State. But you tune in to watch Ohio State.
I don't think Duke has had have they had an infraction?
Of course. Even Virginia Tech is having an infraction that came out today. Apparently, one of their assistant coaches was on the sideline of North Central State to try to get a player to get in the portal. It was a running back, and then he ended up committing to UVA.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts. I found that what I really enjoyed when I covered the ACC was how much animosity there was. See, I love legitimate rivals. Like Michigan, Ohio State is who I talk about a lot because it's not fake.
Right.
But Tech and UVA, it's real.
Yeah, it is.
It's serious. And I think that's healthy. And I think you got to have – it enhances your experience when everybody is going after that sought-after ticket. When there's that event you can't miss.
Even when the teams are – both 3-8.
The records don't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, the records don't matter. That's when you know it's legit. If they're fighting for the top of the crown, well, hell, who can do that? But I was in Charlottesville. I did the game when Florida State lost to the Cavaliers. And to see that, I can see that place. When you're at a place that has a huge win and you see what it means to the guys with the blazers on and the gray hair, because they've been in for the long haul.
Yeah.
They've probably given more, and they're emotionally connected and alums. That's why college is so hard to get over, and a real rivalry in pro sports is priceless. If it's real and not made up, but if it's real, it's priceless because it never goes away. Just like you and I have had more dialogue about two schools that we have nothing other than I respect them. But I love the fact that what Carpenter and you did, that matters because he's serious and you're serious. And that's the fun part about it. When you showed the baby picture, but that wasn't you, that was your dad and mom that did that.
That was obviously I was not even
you
a
had
month
nothing
old.
To do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my dad put it on a shirt that says, I'm a baby Buckeye.
Yeah, no question.
So,
they did that to you.
Yeah. My dad knew what he was.
But you should thank him every day.
Of course.
Yeah.
Every year when I go to Ohio State, it's always with my dad.
Yeah, see, because that's awesome. Because it's something that, and I look, having played in the horseshoe and having beaten them and lost to them, but just going through the experience with it, it matters. And when you beat them, it's one of your top five wins in a lifetime. That's the importance of it. 434 in the nation's capital. We'll take a quick break. DOC and Wesley, the Buckeye, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Doc, you there?
Yes.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sir, welcome back. 439 here in the nation's capital, and we took a walk down memory lane with young Wesley, whose parents put him in Buckeye gear as an infant. So he had to defend himself no matter what. And thank goodness they picked a strong program. No doubt about that. Shout out to Gray Wolf. Understand that canines lurking. And this weather, we talked about sweltering and what it's like. I'm just glad I can feel it. As long as you can feel it, it's good. How would you like not to be able to? Don't think you'd like that one. So I take this option with a great deal. Of course, I wonder if we still got a rain delay with the DC Divas. Little, if you're out there, keep us. I'm going to make you the official scorekeeper for the DC Divas because I know that you are all over it and checking it out. The Miami Dolphins, you know, how would you like to be the Dolphins?
I don't think they're in the worst spot. I think they have opportunity.
Really?
Don't they have money?
You know, you were with Linnell. See, this is another thing. You were with him way too much.
I
what is there to like about the Miami Dolphins? I'm just asking a question.
I guess the location. Like, it's
okay, good. South Beach.
The colors?
Yeah, no, I'll get back. I mean, it's grown on me over the years, especially when he used to come out with Dan in all white. I'll give him that.
No, I see what you're saying. It's tough because they're the team that just, you know, upsets one team per year, and then they get on the media, and then all, you know, you never hear from them again. Like a couple years ago when they beat the Patriots.
Do you struggle to give your top five that you think have the best chance of representing the NFC or AFC in the Super Bowl? I give you, well, that's right. The Super Six Pack. Who are the six teams that you think have a legitimate shot at representing their city in the Super Bowl?
Buffalo.
I can't argue that. I better write it down because you've been around Linnell so much that you might get amnesia on what you said. Okay, Buffalo.
Well, what did Linnell say? What?
I wrote that down too. Okay. But he could say one thing at one point and then something
tell me
else.
Don't tell me until I'm done.
Okay, what you got?
And they can compare. All right. Baltimore.
Okay.
I want to say Cincinnati. They have the talent.
What's stopping you?
Especially on offense.
You want me to talk you into it, or you want to talk yourself out of it?
I think they talked me out of it last year themselves.
They had a terrific run to try to get and came up short because they stink in September. So they start off behind the eight ball.
So where am I at? Am I at four?
If you didn't, I caught you on the fence. So are you in with Cincinnati or not? You got a lot of Linnell traits.
What? I don't know if that's a good
thing.
Because
you're waffling.
Okay, so obviously Philly. So that'll be five.
What am I doing for? Do you have Cincinnati in or not?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez.
Let's do it.
Young people. Okay.
You know, I thought about Pete Carroll. You know, obviously he's in Vegas now.
That would be correct. If you're asking me a question, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, years ago, I would say Seattle. Not anymore.
Yeah, he's special.
Exactly. Like, when you think about Seattle, I think about Pete Carroll. Like,
on his staff.
Yeah, it's him.
Yeah.
You know, not the city or the team. So, man, this is difficult, the last one. I would go to the Rams.
So, did you add Seattle?
No.
You have a unique ability to say something and then not confirm it. I'm telling you what, you should really consider spending less time with Willingham. You sound just like him.
Just confusing everybody.
Keeping everybody at bay.
All right, so what did he say?
You haven't finished yet.
I didn't?
No, you didn't. I have Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincy. You said Seattle.
Oh, Philly, right?
You tell me. You want Philly?
Yeah, I said Philly.
Okay, so Philly. Seattle.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with LA, the Rams.
Okay. I'll take an assist on that. You didn't know the Rams was in the league till you heard me say
that. No. Come on, Matt Stafford.
Now I'm putting on my Linnell. I gotta treat you like Big L. I see that right now.
Old Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, he made one play.
He did.
Well, he made a play. He made several big plays. He's one of those guys you feel for. The catch in Dallas is still one of those things that will always be played for the rest of time. It'll find a way to be in some package when you're talking about heroics.
Yeah.
Yet I saw a young man who's a flag football player make the most incredible catch, I think, last week. He might be a high schooler.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Dude.
He might be committed to Ohio State.
He might be. I mean.
I know that he definitely has an offer. I know that.
Tell you what. That was the craziest catch I may have ever seen.
You had Patrick Mahomes and all those guys tweeting about it.
Oh, no. It was stupid. So I got yours. Okay. Well, that's good. I can't wait to get Big L's was super. Of course, he's got so many different things. Super six pack. He's got all these things that he does. But Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati is the only one that's actually beaten KC and beaten 15. This is probably the most disrespected a Super Bowl champion will have been. You put Philly fifth.
Was I doing it in a row?
You were just throwing things out. You were giving your teachers hell. I know they were glad to graduate you, get you out of there.
That's why they were celebrating.
Oh, no,
not because I graduated.
They got you out of there. Yeah, because they got you. They wouldn't have kept you back, and you couldn't have paid them. They wouldn't have made you repeat. I asked one simple question. Can you give me six picks to go Super Bowl? And it took you 30 minutes, and you said about 15 different teams. That was good, though. That was good. You're going to be big at something. We got to figure out what it is, but you got talent, no doubt about it. And those teams, and I don't think anybody should be offended. Think somebody's offended that you didn't put the Commanders on it?
I can't put
the Commanders. No, I'm not saying they should be, but I'm just saying I think some people may be a little bit offended.
Because they're biased.
Yeah. Shout out to this training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. They've been awesome. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back in six teams that you think will make it to the Super Bowl. Not bad. Top teams. Interesting. All these different opinions coming out. The ESPN move for 2025 NFL rosters, best projected starting lineups. And who might you think, my dear friend, is Newman or Luno?
Number one?
Yep.
Man.
Put some thought to it.
Is it Cincinnati?
That would be wrong.
Is that a good guess?
No, it's not a good guess because you're wrong. So how would it be a good guess if it's not right? I'll take some pressure off of you. Who has the best or one of the most dangerous quarterbacks and dangerous running backs in the same backfield?
Well, it's definitely not Buffalo.
By you not answering the question, I'm not going to give you credit for answering it. Baltimore Ravens, we don't have all day.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on me.
Well, we're not done.
Ugh.
Who's two? Who's behind them? Wouldn't it make sense that who number two is would have similarities to number one?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm shocked that the weapons that Joe Burrow has is not.
So Philadelphia has a quarterback that's a bad behind.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a running back that is the best player in the league at his position, okay?
Yeah, and defending champ.
Maybe you'll pick up. I'm not going to give up on you. Third, with the best roster, best strength, who might that be? I'll give you one guess. And you haven't mentioned him yet.
Kansas City.
That would be wrong again.
Man.
Detroit Lions.
I always feel like with Kansas City, they're going to, with Travis Kelce, they're always going to have him up there.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, they're not third. Let's see, are they fourth? Buffalo.
Okay.
You're
right. Oh, yeah.
Buffalo.
Okay.
And Kansas City is next.
There you go.
Yeah,
let's
right.
Let's go.
They're next. They're fifth. And you know the beauty of all this? They don't care. For everybody else, this might be a feather in their cap. Hey, guess what? They could care less.
Because in the end, the fans care.
Yeah, in the end, you got to beat them in that last game.
The players actually have to perform.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, you wouldn't get six if I offered you $100,000. Unless you're cheating with your phone.
No, I'm not cheating with my phone, but I'm going to go with the Texans.
You and Linnell are just so much alike. No, good guess. Denver Broncos.
Interesting.
Now, that says a lot because they got the coach and the quarterback. They're dangerous.
I like Bo Nix in college.
Oh, I do. Now, guess who's seventh?
Texans.
Commanders.
Okay.
Commanders. I mean, to be top 10, that is
that's
so
awesome.
Well, they didn't say that on this one.
Okay.
But the fact that they're mentioned that way, they wouldn't have been mentioned that way the last 10 years. Your Rams, 8, and I believe that one for now. Your Bengals, 9, which is incredible, with no defense. Captain, I mean, their GM won't spend a dime. And the Niners, which are probably as low as they've been in some time, this is just one group's opinion, at 10. And that's a surprise to me that they're 10. That's how much talent.
So I was curious, I want to backtrack real quick and ask you a question about college football. Is Texas A&M? I mean, they hadn't played in years.
Ching Ching University. They're loaded. Now they're going to be on probation. I mean, they disappoint me, and I'm also impressed with how they're able to do business. They just don't seem to ever be disciplined enough for me.
When they play each other or A&M?
And you talking about A&M against a specific opponent?
Texas against Texas A&M.
Oh, you asked specific.
Because we were talking horns. Well, I'm just shocked that for years between, I believe, 2012 to 2023, they never played each other. I know A&M was in the SEC, but South Carolina's the SEC and Clemson's is the ACC.
That was a strategic. You don't want to lose to somebody you got to compete with for dollars and players. And A&M is loaded. They may have more money than UT. And UT is loaded.
They might be 1A and 1B.
You're right.
And then 3 would probably be
Oklahoma
State and Oklahma.
Yeah.
And then Alabama.
I don't know if Ohio State has more than Oklahoma. Tell me, just people, the rich people donating?
Oh, for NIL? Well, Texas Tech is going crazy.
And they can do it because they are big dogs financially.
So those Texas schools. I mean, like the high schools.
But it means more to them. For some reason, it means more. It's more tied into who they are. Interesting thing. At 4:58 here in the nation's capital, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.